You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hi, I'm Dave Capper, and welcome to this podcast of articles from Consumer Reports Magazine, the September-October 2025 edition of Consumer Reports Magazine, presentation of Ayers LA. Our article comes from the Features section, The Best Medicare Choices Right Now. As drug coverage and doctor networks change for 2026, find out which type of plan is the right fit for you and how to avoid costly mistakes. By Lisa L. Gill. Medicare open enrollment is fast approaching, October 15th to December 7th for traditional Medicare, January 1st through the end of March for Medicare Advantage. That's the time to review and make any changes to your current plan or, if you're nearing 65, to make some big decisions. But 7 in 10 people on Medicare don't compare plan options during open enrollment for the following year, according to figures by the Kaiser Family Foundation. That's a mistake that could cost you hundreds, even thousands of dollars, says Emily Wichelow, Education Director for the nonprofit Medicare Rights Center. For example, if you have traditional Medicare, you could learn that the price of your prescription drugs will increase under your current plan, Part D, or that one or more of your medications will be dropped from your plan altogether. You might also discover a new drug plan comparable to the one you have, but costs far less. Or, if you wanted roughly 35 million people in the Medicare Advantage plan, you could learn that the doctors and hospitals you're using right now will no longer be included in your network next year. Changes in your circumstances could also affect your current coverage. Maybe you start a new medication, you're seeing a new specialist, or you've moved to another zip code. In each instance, your old Advantage or Part D plan may no longer work for you. In short, there are many reasons to use the open enrollment period to make sure you have the best coverage at the best price. Getting started. Here's how to evaluate your options for the coming year. Check in with your pharmacy and doctor to make sure that your pharmacy will still accept your Part D plan or that your physician will take your Medicare Advantage plan next year. Simply ask them. If the answer is no, you can consider switching to one of the plans they will be participating in. Create an account at Medicare.gov. If you don't already have one, that will allow you to compare coverage options, monthly premiums, and deductibles among the different Part D and Advantage plans in your area. It also lets you save and access important information, including your current plan details, medications you take, and your preferred pharmacy. Get free help comparing and choosing plans. Your state's SHIP, State Health Insurance Assistance Program, counselors will provide free, unbiased advice on the best plans for you, says Jack Hoadley, Ph.D., a Medicare expert and research professor emeritus at the Health Policy Institute at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. To find a SHIP counselor, go to shiphelp.org and select the SHIP locator button. You can also get free help from a Medicare Rights Center, medicarerights.org, counselor. An independent insurance broker licensed to sell health policies can also help you find your best Medicare Advantage, supplemental insurance, and Part D options and get you signed up, which the counselors described above can't do. You can search for local brokers at nabip.org, the website of the National Association of Benefits and Insurance Professionals. NABIP members have committed to making their recommendations with the consumer's best interest in mind. That is important because three large online brokers, eHealth, GoHealth, and SelectQuote, are under investigation by the Department of Justice for allegedly receiving improper payments from major insurance companies to steer people into their plans. Even with guidance from the pros, it helps to be familiar with the various coverage options. In this article, we've laid out some common preferences and situations to help you choose the plan that's best for you. When traditional Medicare makes sense. Traditional Medicare is a government-run health plan most folks are eligible for once they turn 65. It generally gives people the most choice in where to receive their health care, but understanding what it covers can be challenging, and the cost of what's not covered can be steep. So, when is sticking with or switching to traditional Medicare the best move? You want to access a wide network of doctors and hospitals with no referrals or pre-approvals needed. Traditional Medicare is accepted by 98% of all physicians in most hospitals in the U.S. and lets you visit any doctor who accepts Medicare, including top specialists anywhere in the country, without a referral. Doctors can generally order tests without the hassle of getting a pre-approval from Medicare, says Hoadley. A recent analysis in the journal Health Affairs found that the top reason people switched from Advantage plans to traditional Medicare was because they had trouble getting needed care. You can get a supplemental or Medigap plan that provides the coverage you want at a price you can afford. The 20% of health care costs not covered by traditional Medicare can quickly add up. Supplemental plans offered by private insurance companies cover some or even all of what Medicare doesn't. Typically, the higher the premium, the more robust the coverage. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, only 11% of people on traditional Medicare go without this additional coverage. If you become ill and don't have supplemental coverage, you could face thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs, says Hoadley. You're automatically enrolled each year, and you can switch to a different supplemental plan at open enrollment if you want to. Note, if you sign up for a supplemental plan within the first 6 months of enrolling in Medicare Part B, insurers cannot deny you a plan or charge more for the coverage based on your health status. But if you miss that window, coverage could be expensive or difficult to find unless you live in or move to Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, or New York, where insurers cannot charge more for or deny coverage based on age, sex, or health status. Minnesota recently passed a law that will provide the same protection starting in August 2026. The only other exception is if you've been on an Advantage plan for less than 12 months or moved out of the plan's coverage area. If you don't meet those conditions, but you still want to switch to traditional Medicare with supplemental plan, Hoadley says not to lose hope. Lower-priced options are often available, so it's worth looking for one. You travel frequently or live in two or more states? Traditional Medicare covers doctors and hospital visits throughout the U.S. If you travel internationally, several of the supplemental plans, type C, D, G, M, and N, cover 80% of medical costs if you're outside the U.S. and require emergency care. What about Medicare Advantage? Medicare Advantage plans are run by private insurers and usually accepted only by local networks of doctors and hospitals. More than half the people enrolled in Medicare are on Advantage plans. Medicare Advantage plans can come with very low or no premium cost. They also typically include drug coverage, so you won't need to choose a Part D plan. And perks like dental and vision coverage at a price that can be hundreds of dollars less per month than traditional Medicare with a supplemental plan. Because Medicare Advantage plans cover most costs, minus nominal co-pays and co-insurance, you do not need a separate supplemental plan. Beside convenience, a single premium fee helps make budgeting for health care easier and more predictable, says CR Program Director Chuck Bell. Here are some situations where an Advantage plan might make sense. You've been denied or can't get a supplemental plan that will cover you on traditional Medicare. If you miss the initial 6-month sign-up window and live in a state that allows insurers to deny coverage or to charge more based on your age, sex, and health status, you may not be able to obtain or afford a supplemental plan. If that happens, an Advantage plan will provide a higher level of coverage for less than traditional Medicare alone and protect you from the risk of high out-of-pocket costs, Hoadley says. You can get a top-rated plan. Advantage plans are given a star rating by the government Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services based on patient surveys. The ratings, which are found next to the name of each plan at Medicare.gov, reflect factors including complaints, customer service, and how well the plan manages people with chronic conditions. Hoadley and Wichelow say to look for plans that earn 4 to 5 stars. If you live in an area where only plans that earn 3 stars or less are available, consider traditional Medicare. Your doctors are in the network, and the Advantage plan offers out-of-network options. Always confirm that your physicians and local hospitals are in any Medicare Advantage plan that you're considering. For added peace of mind, you may also want to choose a plan that provides at least some coverage for out-of-network doctors or services. That will give you the option, for example, a specialist who is not in the network. Note that only preferred provider organization, PPO plans, cover any out-of-network cost and that coverage is somewhat limited. Some plans pay as much as 50%. About half of all Advantage plans are PPOs. Monthly premiums for PPO plans average around $18, but can climb as high as $200. You stay close to home mostly. A few of the plans provide regional or national coverage, but most are limited to healthcare providers in the area where you live. Emergency services are covered anywhere in the United States. You want coordinated medical care and simplified billing. Most Medicare Advantage plans offer care coordination between physicians to help manage the patient's treatment, including scheduling office visits, sharing records, and helping with billing. That's especially useful if you have a chronic condition, and it's not something traditional Medicare provides if you see doctors in multiple health systems. A quick refresher on terms. Traditional Medicare. Government-run health care coverage that includes a medication plan and optional supplemental coverage, both provided by private insurers. Part A, hospitals, covers inpatient hospital stays, skilled nursing facility care, hospice care, and some home health care. Part B, covers doctors, outpatient and preventative care, some home health care, and some medical equipment. Part D, medication, plan provided through private insurers that covers the cost of prescription drugs. Medigap, optional supplemental coverage, covers what traditional Medicare doesn't, about 20% of cost. There are 10 types, labeled by letter A through D, F, G, and K through N, with different premiums, deductibles, and out-of-pocket limits. Medicare Advantage, government-approved health plan, also known as Part C, operated by private insurers. It bundles Part A and B, and usually Part D, and provides the same rights as traditional Medicare. Our next article comes from the features section. It's how to get the best RX plan. If you have traditional Medicare, it's important to review your prescription drug coverage, Part D, plan annually because the medications it covers and how much you have to pay for them can change from year to year, says Stacy Duzetsina, PhD, a professor in the Department of Health Policy at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine in Nashville, Tennessee. For 2026, Medicare will cover all prescription costs after you've paid $2,100 out of pocket, but it's still important to compare drug prices under various plans. A past CR analysis using five common medications found that you could pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars more for prescriptions annually if you use a pharmacy that isn't in your plan's network or isn't designated as preferred. Step 1. Sign into your Medicare.gov account. Select Find a Drug Plan. Then log into your account. Next, enter all of your medication information, name, strength, dosage, etc., into the plan finder. Step 2. Select up to 5 pharmacies. Pharmacies in your zip code are automatically listed as choices. You can add others manually. Once you've chosen up to 5, select Continue to View Plans. Step 3. From the list of results, select Star Ratings and highlight 3 stars or higher. Taking this step will eliminate all of the available Part D plans that do not rate well in terms of customer service and price. Step 4. Compare monthly premiums and deductibles. Some plans have monthly premiums as high as $100 with no deductible. Others may have no premiums but come with high deductibles, such as $590. You can compare the total cost of coverage for up to 3 plans. Select a plan that fits your budget. Step 5. Next, select Plan Details and then the tab Drug Coverage. There you'll see the cost of each of your medications. Scroll down to Yearly Drug Cost by Pharmacy to compare the total annual cost of your meds at the various pharmacies. The lowest prices will be at preferred pharmacies. A search in July using 4 common drugs in the 78759 zip code showed a range of prices for the rest of the year from $225 at an in-network Sam's Club pharmacy to just $25 at an HEB supermarket, a preferred pharmacy. Step 6. Once you've found a plan, scroll back to the top and select the green Enroll button. Have your Medicare number ready and fill out the application form. You can get free help from one of your state SHIP counselors, shiphelp.org, medicarerights.org, or your local pharmacist. Our next article also comes from the feature section, Comparing Your Coverage Options, Traditional Medicare, accepted by almost every U.S. physician and most hospitals. Referrals not required as long as the specialist accepts Medicare. Prior authorizations not typically required. Medical 80% of the cost of care. Supplemental plans can be purchased to cover the remaining 20%. Prescription drugs covered under Part D. Amount varies by plan. Dental or vision, no coverage. Out-of-network coverage, none. Deductibles, Part A, $1,676 for each hospital stay. After 60 days, you'll pay $419 per day. Part B, $257. Part D, up to $615 in 2026. Supplemental plans, no deductible except for the Type G high deductible plan, which has a $2,870 deductible. Out-of-pocket maximum, there is no cap. Part A hospitals, no monthly premium. Part B doctors, $185 per month, higher premiums for incomes over $106,000 per year. Part D prescriptions, up to $101 per month. Supplemental plan premium, about $37 to $800 or more a month. The average is $217, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. There are no out-of-pocket limits, except for type K, $7,220, and type L, $3,610, versus Medicare Advantage, accepted by typically a limited network of doctors and hospitals for non-emergency care. Referrals not required for PPO plans, referral needed for HMO plans. Specialist must be in-network. Prior authorizations may be required for tests and other services or supplies. Medical covers most costs except for nominal copays and coinsurance. Prescription drugs usually covered. Dental or vision often covered. Out-of-network coverage, PPO plans provide up to 50% coverage for out-of-network care. HMO plans provide no out-of-network benefits. Deductibles. Many plans have no deductible. 2026 maximum annual Part D deductible is $615. Out-of-pocket maximum, capped with an average limit of $4,882. Plan premium, no more than $200, though many plans have no premium. Part A, hospitals, no monthly premium. Part B, doctors included in plan. Part D, prescriptions, usually included in plan. Supplemental plan premium, not applicable. Our next article also comes from the feature section. Just turning 65? Smart steps to take now. The ideal time to enroll in Medicare is a 7-month window that includes the month you turn 65 and the 3 months before and after. Miss that time frame, and you may have to wait months to sign up. You'll also have to pay a monthly penalty for as long as you're on Medicare, an additional 10% of the premium for each year you delay. If you're still covered by your employer's insurance, you might have 8 months after you stop working to enroll. You must sign up for both Medicare Part A and Part B on the Social Security website, ssa.gov/Medicare, regardless of whether you decide to enroll in traditional Medicare or Medicare Advantage. Then you can go to medicare.gov to start shopping for Advantage plans or for Part D drug plans and supplemental plans if you're signing up for traditional Medicare. Whichever plans you choose will typically take effect during the month you sign up. This brings us to the end of today's articles. This broadcast is for the sole use of our blind, low-vision, and print-impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Dave Capper, and I'll be back soon with some more articles. Thanks for listening.